This is JIS News. Coming up, legislation to be amended for decriminalization of marijuana for specific purposes, performing arts centers to be established in 4 high schools, and KSAC to implement measures to curb illegal activities in Market District. The news in detail after the break. Stay with us.
Bag up your garbage and let us collect it. Jamaica's beauty is...
Let us all do our part to help keep Jamaica clean and beautiful. Cleaner is healthier. If you have or see uncollected garbage, call the NSWMA at 1-888-253-2652 or 448-3220.
Now the news. The government will amend the Dangerous Drugs Act to remove the smoking of ganja as an offense under the legislation. More in this report from Lorraine Mendez.
In a press conference Thursday at Jamaica House, Justice Minister Senator Mark Golding announced that Cabinet has approved changes to the Dangerous Drugs Act to decriminalize possession of marijuana or ganja for religious, medicinal, and research purposes. In addition, changes will be made to the legislation to make possession of small quantities of ganja for personal use a ticketable infraction.
Possession of 2 ounces or 0.057 kilograms or less will become a non-arrestable, ticketable infraction, detracting a monetary penalty which shall be payable outside of the court system and which does not give rise to a criminal record.
Failure to pay the ticket within 30 days will be a minor offence to be tried in the Petty Sessions Court. It will attract a penalty of community service. Senator Golding says the changes have been under consideration for some time. However, the necessary internal consultations and refinements had to be done before submission to Cabinet in April. He expects that the bill to amend the Act will be ready to go before Parliament by the end of this year. Reporting for JIS News, I'm Lorraine Mendez.
The Ministries of Tourism and Entertainment and Education have partnered on an initiative to establish performing arts centres in 4 high schools starting September. The schools are Jamaica College, St. Andrew High, Guy's Hill and Manchester High. State Minister for Tourism and Entertainment Damien Crawford says the initiative is part of plans to create additional entertainment venues for the performing arts, particularly drama. It will also provide students with suitable facilities to prepare for the theatre arts subject in the Caribbean Secondary Education Certificate curriculum.
It is important to note that the Ministry of Education sees a curriculum in theatre arts, including drama, dance, and stagecraft. And before now, no school in Jamaica has ever been able to complete the stagecraft component at CSEC. What we have done, Mr. Speaker, is to allow for a Jamaican student to complete CSEC's theatre arts in stagecraft for the first time.
Minister Crawford was making his contribution to the 2014-2015 sectoral debate in Parliament recently. Cabinet has instructed that the cost associated with the publication of annual reports by public sector entities be kept at a minimum. Annual reports are intended to give shareholders and other interested persons information about an entity's activities and financial performance. Information Minister Senator Sandra Faulkner says the decision was taken following the tabling of recommendations from a Cabinet subcommittee on annual reports.
The recommendations include the use of in-house resources for the production of these annual reports, the utilization of the Jamaica Information Service, no professional photo shoots. Cabinet emphasized the need for transparency and good governance, as well as the efficient use of resources in the production and presentation of annual reports.
And the Kingston and St. Andrew Corporation, KSAC, will be implementing several measures to curtail illegal and or unauthorized activities in the markets. The measures include the closure of shops in arrears, serving of demand notices, issuing summons for delinquent vendors to be taken to the courts, and eviction where warranted. They are also aimed at improving the collection of fees. Deputy Mayor of Kingston, Councillor Andrew Swaby, says the KSAC intends to aggressively collect some $21 million in outstanding fees. He says this will enable the corporation to provide better accommodation and facilities in markets.
Until these arrears are collected, all the repairs and improvement that we would like to do within the market cannot be done. At this point, the KSAC believes that an increase in market fees is not the most effective way of raising these funds, as it is likely to only increase arrears. With this in mind, a policy decision has been taken not to increase market fees.
Councillor Swaby is also encouraging delinquent vendors to pay their market fees. That was the JIS News. I am Carleen Brown.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.